There was death at its beginning, as there would be death again at its end. Though whether it was some fleeting shadow of this that passed across the girl's dreams and woke her on that least likely of mornings, she would never know. All she knew when she opened her eyes was that the world was somehow altered. The red glow of her alarm showed it was yet a half hour till the time she had set it to wake her, and she lay quite still, not lifting her head, trying to configure the change. It was dark, but not as dark as it should be. Across the bedroom, she could clearly make out the dull glint of her writing trophies on cluttered shelves, and above them the looming faces of rock stars she had once thought she should care about. She listened. The silence that filled the house was different, too. Expectant. Like the pause between the intake of breath and the uttering of words. Soon there would be the muted roar of the furnace coming alive in the basement, and the old farmhouse floorboards would start their ritual creaking complaint. She slipped out from the bedclothes and went to the window. There was snow. The first fall of winter. And from the laterals of the fence up by the pond, she could tell there must be almost a foot of it. With no deflecting wind, it was perfect and driftless, heaped in comical proportion on the branches of the 6 small cherry trees her father had planted last year. A single star shone in a wedge of deep blue above the woods. The girl looked down and saw a lace of frost had formed on the lower part of the window, and she placed a finger on it, melting a small hole. She shivered, not from the cold, but from the thrill that this transformed world was for the moment entirely hers. And she turned and hurried to get dressed. Grace McLean had come up from New York City the night before with her father, just the two of them. She always enjoyed the trip, 2.5 hours on the Taconic State Parkway, cocooned together in the long Mercedes, listening to tapes and chatting easily about school or some new case he was working on. She liked to hear him talk as he drove, liked having him to herself, seeing him slowly unwind in his studiously weekend clothes. Her mother, as usual, had some dinner or function or something, and would be catching the train to Hudson this morning, which she preferred to do anyway. The Friday night crawl of traffic invariably made her crabby and impatient, and she would compensate by taking charge, telling Robert, Grace's father, to slow down or speed up or take some devious route to avoid delays. He never bothered to argue, just did as he was told, though sometimes